Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The statistic by Wynn Arn is that 90% of the people were brought to an understanding of faith through a friend or a relationship with a relative who became a friend. And they aren't always the same, but it is through relationships that, and we're looking for a relationship with God Himself. How natural is it for us through our relationships to share the most intimate relationship we have, which is with the living God?
Yeah, Larry, there was a quote by Billy Graham that said, imitating Christ is opening the door to friendship. Now, I'm not saying this to be, you know, bringing up Billy Graham's name and name dropping, because it's not polite to name drop. Chuck Colson told me that. But it's really true. I mean, this relational evangelism, and I want to say today, ask you, how are we doing? How could we do it better? And what steps can we make to have some improvements? Because this is how it happens, isn't it?
Yeah. Many times, especially after we've been followers of Christ for anywhere from 3 to 5 years, many of us have lost our close relationships with lost friends, with people who don't have that personal relationship yet. And either because they have pulled away from us, but often it's because we've pulled away from them. We're so excited about our faith and the community of faith and the opportunity to grow and to be nurtured in the Word. But God has, from the very beginning, chosen us. He could have written in the sky. He could have done it through rockets and angels blaring, but He's chosen to use you and me to share the good news with others. We are His ambassadors, and we're called to do that. I tell the players out on the PGA Tour, one of my favorite expressions is, you need to live a life today that demands explanation. What am I doing that's causing a watching world to say, why do you act the way you do? And not because we've been offensive or not because we've been highly critical, but because they've seen the love of Christ in us and it woos them to the foot of the cross.
It brings me back to my original question. It was, is are we attractive to the unbelieving world?
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.